All right. Hey, guys, Jamie Soriano here from New York City. And again, welcome to the call. This is actually the first call that I'm actually doing for my Elite System Pro, the first wake-up call that I'm doing for the new year. So if I haven't spoken to you in a while, I just want to wish you guys a happy new year. And what I want to do over the course of the next couple of minutes is just really get your day started right. Okay, I like to, whenever I do a wake-up call, I like to, you know, just give you some nuggets, give you some information that'll just get you going in the right direction, get your day started the right way. And I'm a big believer that if you want to have a great business, a great career, you really need to manage what you do on a daily basis. Okay, I came from the old school of network marketing where we talked about, you know, having a daily method of operation. A lot of people still talk about that today. I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes here. But I really believe that if you manage your days, you're going to have an amazing year. So many people, they've set their resolution, they've set their goals up, and you know the funny thing about it is statistically, and I actually read this, there was actually a study done, okay, statistically, that by January 15th, people have already forgotten what their goals were, people already have forgotten what their resolutions were, and that happens all the time, okay, that's why the gyms are packed, okay, the gyms are absolutely packed in January, and they're absolutely empty in February, okay, because people have all these goals and all these resolutions, but then they kind of forget about them, and they kind of let them slip away. And my goal for you is if you're going to have an amazing year, if you're going to have an amazing, 12 months in 2012, and you're going to make some quantum leaps in your business, that you manage your goals on a day-to-day basis. You focus in on what you got to do on a daily basis, because the deal is if you have a great day, 7 days in a row, you'll have a great week, okay? And if you have a great week, 4 weeks in a row, you'll have a great month. And if you have a great month, 12 months in a row, you'll have a great year. I know it sounds real elementary and fundamental, but really, that's what we've done over the course of our career, just manage our day. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to give you four core foundations for success, okay? Four core foundations for success. And regardless of what company you're with, regardless of what kind of compensation plan you're working with right now, regardless if you're in a traditional, you know, network marketing company, if you're in a top tier, I don't care what it is, okay? Bottom line is if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, these core foundations will apply to you, okay, because they're universal. So again, if you're going to have an amazing year, take some notes here, because I'm going to give you four things that you need to understand right out of the gate, regardless of what type of network marketing company you're building as far as your primary goal. So number one, guys, is know what you want. Know what you want. I mean, really, that is a big, big deal. Most people, they wander around this industry, and they don't really know what they want. Okay, they kind of blow with the wind. Okay, one minute they're going one way, the next minute they're going this way, and you know, one minute they hear something, and they're kind of running towards one direction, and next minute they hear something else, and they kind of switch directions, and they kind of just flounder around. And what I'm trying to tell you is if number one, what you need to do, number one core foundation is you need to know what you want. You need to write it down, and you need to focus on it every day, okay? Know what you want, write it down, focus on it every day, okay? Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, he said, get a clear, concise mental picture of what it is that you want, okay? Get a clear, concise mental picture of what it is that you want, okay? You can't hit a target, guys, that you're not looking at. You can't hit a target that you're not aiming at, okay? So you need to know what you want so you can aim at it and you can hit that target, okay? And sometimes, guys, sometimes you'll have a lot, you know, and I find this a lot with new people that are new to the industry, is they really don't know what they want, okay? They have, I always tell people, look, why don't you jot down 5 things or 10 things that you want? And a lot of times they'll jot down one thing, they'll jot down 2 things, they're struggling to jot down 3 things, but they can never really list 5 things or 10 things that they really want. And then what I do is I switch it on them. I say, okay, if you're having a hard time writing down what you want, why don't we write down what you don't want? And then amazingly, they'll jot down 10 things, 15 things, 20 things of what they don't want. Because a lot of people, sometimes they don't know what they want. They're not clear on what they want, but they definitely know what they don't want. They don't want to be broke anymore. They don't want to drive, you know, the clunker that they got. They don't want to live in the home that they have anymore. They don't want to send their kids to the schools that they're sending their kids to anymore. They don't want to, you know, worry at the end of the month and think about where they're going to get their mortgage payment. They know what they don't want. And a lot of times, if you really identify what you don't want, it'll make what you do want very, you know, a lot more clear. And I hope I didn't confuse you there, okay? But, you know, a lot of times people will always do things to either gain pleasure or to move away from pain. And sometimes, you know, if you're not motivated from pleasure, you'll be motivated from what you want to get away from. I'm like that myself, okay? Like, for example, my wife, she's very motivated by what she wants, okay? She wants, you know, this, and she wants that, and she gets very, very motivated by that. I'm the opposite. I'm actually motivated by things I don't want. Okay. Like for example, you know, I don't want to be broke. Okay. I've been broke in my life. Okay. And I don't want to be broke. Again, that's one of the reasons why I save so much money. I mean, I think my wife thinks that I'm weird. Okay. For the amount of money that I save every month and I don't splurge it on crazy things. It's just because, I just remember what it was like to be broke. I don't want to be broke anymore. Okay. So I know I don't want to be broke. And that's one of the things that motivates me and why I go to work every day. Is I just don't want that feeling anymore. I don't know what it is for you, but you need to identify either something you want or something you don't want. Because that'll get you up in the morning. That'll pop you out of bed at night. That'll make you stay up late at night. That'll make you do things you don't want to do. So again, just to recap, number one is know what you want. Write it down. Focus on it every day. Number two, you need to determine what you're willing to give up. Determine what you're willing to give up, okay? Because you need to understand real quick that in order to get things that you want, you're going to have to pay a price. You're going to have to sacrifice a little bit, okay? You know, I heard a long time ago, you can't steal second with your foot on first. You can't steal second, guys, with your foot on first. And so many people, they're afraid to let go of what it is that, you know, they're holding on to, but they're trying to get to the next level. And I'm here to tell you that to get to the next level, you're going to have to let go of some things. And I don't know what that is for you, okay, because it's different for everybody, but just understand that you need to determine what you're willing to give up to get to that next level, to achieve that goal that you want, to get to where you want to get to in 2012, you're going to have to let go of some of the baggage that you had in 2011, okay? Number three, and this is huge, guys, and this is why I love My Elite System Pro so much, it actually fits so good with number three. Number three is you need to surround yourself with like minds. You need to surround yourself with like minds, okay? I heard a long time ago that you need to be part of a mastermind group. Okay, and you know what I love about My Elite System Pro is that's what it is. It's a mastermind group. Now there's a lot of different levels inside of My Elite System Pro. There's the ENT, there's the MMT, there's people that are just getting started. There's people that are on the Facebook fan page. All of that is all different levels of a mastermind. Okay, but bottom line is people that are like-minded. There's power in that. Okay, there's power in community, and that's what MLSP is. It's a community of like minds, okay? And with that being said, it's important that you plug into the community. It's important that you plug into the environment. You need to get on the wake-up calls, okay? And I know, obviously, I'm not talking to you because you're on this call, okay? But if maybe you're listening to this call and it's a recording, and what you want to do is you want to listen to all the recorded wake-up calls, okay? You need to plug into the prospecting webinars. You need to plug into the weekly training webinars every Wednesday. You need to plug into, you know, everything that you can possibly plug into. Because when you detach yourself from that community, when you detach yourself from that power source, you're going to start to lose some of that power, okay? You need to plug in. It's like a cell phone. If you take a cell phone and you plug it in, it gets power. But when you plug it out, guess what? It's just a matter of time before it runs out of juice. It runs out of batteries. And you're the same way, okay? You need to plug yourself into the source here. So that's why getting to events is vital. It's critical, okay? And another thing is you never know what gold nugget is going to be set at an event. You never know what gold nugget is going to be said on a call. You never know what gold nugget is going to be said on a webinar. So you can't miss any. Okay. I mean, last night we had an incredible webinar. You know, Brian and Norbert put on an amazing webinar last night. And I'm telling you, there were so many gold nuggets in that webinar. And that's why I don't miss any myself. Okay. Because I look at myself like a student. I'm just getting started. Okay. I'm just learning. There's so many things I need to learn still. And I plug myself into environments where it forces me to learn. Okay, so again, surround yourself with like minds. Number four, and you might be losing track of numbers here, but don't worry about it, okay? Just get my message. But number four is have a specific plan this year and work it, okay? Have a specific plan and work it. Once you know what you want, once you determine what you're willing to give up, once you've decided that you're going to surround yourself with like minds, now all you have to do is just get to work, okay? And work is a four-letter word, but it's not a bad word, okay? So many people that are afraid of work, it's not a bad word, okay? Put your plan together and work your DMO, your daily method of operation, okay? And I already talked about it a little bit earlier in the call, but again, you need to figure out what you're going to do on a daily basis, okay? On a daily basis. Show me your schedule, and I'll show you where you're going. When people are struggling, and they come to me, and they say, when I got people on my team, and they say, Jim, I'm struggling, I don't know, you know, I'm not getting the results. You know what I tell them? Instead of saying, well, it's going to be okay, and I pat them on the back, and I just say, look, show me your schedule. Show me what you're doing on a daily basis, and I'll tell you, I'll pinpoint exactly what it is that you're doing or not doing, okay, that's causing you to either stagnate or that's causing you to have success, okay? It's all in your daily schedule. So figure out what you're going to do on a daily basis and just do it, okay? Just do it. So again, don't worry about focusing on your goal for the year. Yeah, you should have some. Of course you should have some, okay? Don't worry about what you're going to do for the next 6 months. I mean, obviously you want to have 6 months goals, but don't get so crazy about it, okay? Just focus on having a daily, you know, every single day you're having a great day, okay? Every single day you're fulfilling whatever it is that you're trying to do, because if you take those little steps, it's the slight edge, okay? There's a book out there called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and in it he talks about just doing a little bit every day, a little bit every day. And if you do a little bit every day, it actually compounds out over the course of time. Think about it. If you get 1% better every day, just 1%, everybody can get 1%. I'm not good enough to get 50% better or 100% better on a daily basis, but I can get 1% better. I can get 1% better, which means that in a year's time, this time next year, I'll be 365% better than I am today. Isn't that powerful? That you don't have to take on the world. You don't have to take on all this weight on your shoulders. You could just do a little bit, but let that little bit compound over time. You got to be consistent, okay? So again, here's the secret, guys. You got to focus on your daily schedule, and I mentioned it before, and I'll mention it again. One great day, focus on a productive great day. 7 days in a row, you'll have a great week. Tie that together and have 4 great weeks, you'll have a great month. And if you have 12 great months, you're going to have a great year, okay? So again, it's what you do on a daily consistent basis. So just to recap, guys, okay, the 4 things I talked about, the 4 core foundations is: number 1, know what you want, write it down, and focus on it every day. Number 2, determine what you're willing to give up. Number 3 is surround yourself with like minds, okay, like-minded individuals, people that are going in the same direction as you. There's power in that, okay? There's unity. When there's unity, and that's what we have here in the community, I'm telling you, you're going to get there fast. See, you know, I've only been online for 15 months. A lot of people think that I've been online for so long. I've only been online for, I'm a newbie at this game, okay? I'm new. I'm a student, okay? But the reason I've been able to do some things quickly is I've aligned myself and I've gotten in congruency. I've gotten in alignment with people like Brian, with people like Norbert. And I just follow their lead. And there are people that, you know, are going in the same direction as me, or I'm going in the same direction as them, okay, whichever way you want to look at it. And I'm telling you, get there faster, okay? You get there faster. So, again, surround yourself with like minds. Number 4, have a specific plan and work it. Work it, okay? I'm telling you, man, we are in great, great times, okay? We have an amazing, amazing community here at My Lead System Pro. And what this community will enable you to do is going to enable you to build your primary business, okay? So just guard it, okay? Guard it and leverage it, okay? Leverage the opportunity here. Leverage the community here. You know, in 2012, guys, one of the things that, just to give you a little bit of my you know, something that I decided to do, or a resolution, so to speak, is I'm gonna get really, really good at managing my time, okay? I'm going to get really, really good on a daily basis managing my time. And this is what I'm going to do. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do this, but I'm just sharing with you what I'm going to do to take myself and my business to a whole new level in 2012 is I'm going to get really good in particular at managing my time, okay? Because you only have a finite amount of time, okay? Nobody here has an unlimited amount of time. Everybody here has a fixed amount of time. It's what you do with your time. It's what you do with your time, okay? So 80% of my time, what I'm going to do with 80% of my time is I'm going to focus on phase 1 activities. What's phase 1 activities? That's personally prospecting. That's personally sponsoring. That's personally enrolling, okay? If you're going to get your business off the ground, and you might be new to MLSP, you might be new in your primary, you might be new in your industry, in the industry, but 80% of your time you need to focus on phase 1 activity. That's what makes you the most money, and that's what moves your business the fastest. Okay? It's what you personally do. You can't be in management. You got to go out there and get it done yourself. Okay, 19% of my time, I'm going to work with my team. And I want to encourage you to do the same. I'm going to support them. I'm going to work with them. I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to teach them. I'm going to motivate them. I'm going to guide them. I'm going to do all that. Okay, but if you notice there, I'm spending 80% of my time on what I'm doing to grow my business and only 19% working with my team. See, what people do normally and why they get so frustrated and why they fail in the industry ultimately is they have those percentages work the other way around. They have it backwards. What they do is they spend 20% of their time trying to bring new people into their business, and they spend 80% of their time managing. You can't do it that way, okay? If you're going to manage, you're not going to be able to build anything in, I don't care what company you're in, you're not going to be able to build anything, okay? So you need to focus on having those percentages right. So again, 80% in phase 1 activity, 19% of what I'm going to do is going to be working with my team. 1% is going to be troubleshooting and managing. If you notice there, 1% is troubleshooting and managing. And watch this, guys. 0% is going to be on customer service. I'm not a customer service guy. Neither are you. So don't do it, okay? If you keep those percentages in place, I promise you, and you put the work in, I promise you that you're going to have an amazing, amazing 2012. So, guys, we're excited now. We really are. We've never been more excited. I've been in the industry for 14 years, never been more excited than I am today. There's so many great things that are going on, just industry-wide. There's so many good things that are going on, and I'm just excited for it. If you're brand new, if this is your first wake-up call, I'm going to welcome you to the community. I remember what it was like to be brand new, and I'm telling you, you just got to stick with it, stick with the system. You're plugged into everything, and I'm telling you, MOSP is going to be the greatest thing for you. I promise you that. So one last thing, guys, before I let you guys go. As you guys know, it is Thursday, and what do we do every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern? We have a role-playing and prospecting webinar. Okay, you definitely want to get plugged in there. Okay, if you're generating leads, you're probably going to want to call those leads. Okay, now some of you guys say, well, what do I say when I call those leads? Exactly what they're going to cover tonight on the webinar at 7 p.m. Okay, you're gonna find out exactly what to say, because they're going to cover role playing, they're going to cover prospecting, they're going to cover exactly what you need to do when you call your leads back. So don't miss that. Okay, at 7 p.m. Eastern, all you need to do is log into your back office. The registration link is going to be right on the side. It's going to say prospecting webinar. Click that link. There's going to be a registration link there. Click that. Register for it and show up with notes. Okay. Matter of fact, be more than that, show up with a tape recorder and record that thing. Okay. And listen to it over and over and over again. That's how you're going to get good. Okay. That's how you're going to get great. That's how you're going to master the art of prospecting. And believe me, if you're going to do anything in this industry, guys, you need to master that art. Okay. So guys, I am excited. Jamie Soriano here. Hopefully you guys have an amazing day, and I will catch you on the next MOSP wake up call that I do. Obviously, we do MOSP wake-up calls every day, so don't miss tomorrow. Okay, same time, same number, and we're going to rock and roll, guys. MOSP is going to be, it's going to skyrocket this year, guys, and I hope you guys hang on for it. I'm excited. Jamie Soriano here. Have an outstanding day, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.